I speak to you in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm going to ask you all to get into the way, way back machine this morning. I want to take us back to the era of the slide projector. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, just ask anyone Gen X or older, or no way, you probably already have out your phones and are Googling it. Which, by the way, you can Google the sound of a slide projector, I found out. The supposed beauty of taking photographs and slides was that they were a clearer picture. They gave better detail than a photograph. I would say that most of us can remember the hum of the projector and the click, 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 click. As one slide was pulled out of the light, the carousel advanced and the next slide dropped in. And today's gospel reading reads like a slide projector where the person showing the slide just has their hand on the clicker and you don't have time to focus before the next slide comes into view. Jesus is baptized, click, the Holy Spirit comes down, click, Jesus is driven to the desert, click, Jesus is tempted, click, John the Baptist is arrested, click, Jesus is in Galilee starting his meeting. We barely have time to focus on one event when the next one is barreling down upon us. And yet, that is exactly what the Gospel of Mark was trying to portray. We do not have time to dilly-dally. Through the baptism of John and the movement of the Holy Spirit, there is no denying that Jesus is God's beloved, the Messiah. And Jesus' message is urgent and intense and will interrupt everyone's way of life. The writer of the Gospel of Mark doesn't have time for details because, as Jesus says right at the end of the Gospel, the time is fulfilled now, and the kingdom of God has come near now. Repent and believe in the good news now. In the Gospel of Mark, we have to get going immediately because Jesus is here. We don't have time to wait for miracles and the healing and the teaching. We don't need to wait for the cross. We need to respond to Jesus' presence right now. It's almost as if the rest of the gospel that will be told is backup to the very points that the writer makes in these six short verses in the beginning of the gospel. Jesus is here. The kingdom of God is here. Bring the good news of Jesus into your life and watch your life be changed. This urgency is brushed in broad strokes as Jesus goes from baptism to temptation to being in Galilee. God is on the move, and so should we be also. As the King of man, as God is here and now, then there is not a moment to waste, and our response should be as immediate as if Jesus incarnate walked in our door right now. The urgency of this gospel, it's so easy for it to feel distant because, well, we know the whole story, right? We know how it ends. We know the stories of Jesus year in and year out, and it's easy to fall into the haze of forgetting to change the slide, if you will. The haze of just staying with the same photo, the same understanding of Jesus, of God's kingdom. It's almost as if we forget to click the button to advance our own faith. And you know what happens when the slide stays in the projector too long, right? The urgency here may seem different. We all know how very hard it is to change our lives on a dime. And if the past 4 years has reminded us anything, it's that we don't like our lives changed just like that. So why? Why intensify the message of Jesus today in this moment and at this point of our lives? Because this gospel reminds us that Jesus brings holy disruption. Holy disruption. Jesus' presence changes the landscape of Galilee in Jerusalem. Jesus' presence challenges the powers that be, turns them over. Jesus' presence demands that we follow him, not because he's going to make everything right in an instant. That certainly didn't happen when he showed up on the scene. But because following Jesus disrupts our own life, and in that brings us into focus about what is important and what is good and right and true and merciful and grace-filled. Jesus doesn't have time for us to wait around and get the full story before we jump into action. Jesus is urging each of us to fully participate in our faith right this very instant. Which might be why we get this reading the first Sunday of Lent every single year. Now, we might get a different version of it, but this is what we get. Jesus is here now. Jesus' ministry is already happening. The gospel reading reminds us that the time to follow our faith isn't at the end of the story. It is right this very instant. Leaning into our faith means interrupting the familiar patterns of our lives. Where is it that we need to click to the next slide, disrupting our familiar comfort so that we can get a better focus on Jesus' call to us? What habits do we need to change? What truths do we need to confront? What truths as individuals or a church or as a society do we need to examine? Where are we being complacent, and maybe not just complacent, maybe even fearful to bring our faith out into the light, to change our ways to meet the needs of others, not just our own? Lent invites us into the struggle to let go of the comfortable, to let go of the familiar, and to follow Jesus. To follow Jesus. Where is it that we or you have certainty that is blocking our relationship with our neighbors? Where do we have fear that keeps us engaging from those who think differently than we do, especially in an election year? Where do we not want to go in our faith because it is hard and risky and uncomfortable and disruptive? This gospel reading calls us into holy disruption in our lives as we journey through Lent. Jesus dismantled the powers that be in his time, and for Lent, how can we look at what powers in our life need to be shifted and changed and attended to, and dare I even say dismantled? We don't have to click through our faith in rapid slide projector style as the writer of this gospel does. Nor should we sit too long with it in the light. Yet we can be intentional. We can be intentional as we advance our faith. For we are called to move forward, to move to the next slide, to move to the next scene, to move to the next level. We are to pull the demands of the kingdom of God into sharper focus so we can see clearly where we are to enter in to the scene of God's kingdom. Amen.